Steve at the Party by Colin Hassan. Steve wears jeans at the party, darker than his work pair, thinner than his everydays. These are his party jeans. Steve knows that wearing these jeans leaves the door wide open to intercourse. Steve leans against things at the party. He's already leaned against a wall, a couch arm, and a refrigerator, and he's just getting started. There are funky rhythms pulsing through Steve's body at the party. He chooses to contain them for the time being so that he doesn't trigger intercourse too far ahead of schedule. Steve walks over to the mantle at the party. He sees photographs of Chloe, the party's host, smiling on vacation. Steve realizes that he would like to be part of Chloe's smiling lifestyle, and that her eyes look weirdly similar to those of the camel that she's riding in the Egypt photo. Chloe's in the living room at the party. Steve makes his way over to her, leaning against things as he goes. Table, speaker, plants. Steve and Chloe have a long history of her not having intercourse with him. But, in fairness to her, she hasn't seen tonight's denim yet. Steve approaches Chloe, legs first. He compliments her on her apartment and on her camel eyes. She thanks him, then makes the sound of a doorbell with her mouth, and excuses herself to go answer it. Steve approaches a nearby group of people laughing at the party. He begins to laugh, too. They stop laughing. He stops, too. They start laughing again. Steve's had it with their crap. Steve eats baba ganoush at the party. He rotates the ends of a celery stick through a bowl of it like a kayak oar. After he eats it, his breath is immediately rendered unintercourseable. Steve goes into the bathroom at the party in search of a remedy. While he's going through Chloe's medicine cabinet, he keeps an eye out for prescriptions that might be suppressing her desire for him. He looks in the mirror and gives himself a reassuring smile, as if to say that he'd have intercourse with him if only the human body were more advanced. This helps. He adjusts his jeans provocatively and heads back out to the party with newfound confidence. He introduces himself to a woman named Carrie at the party. Carrie has shiny black hair and arms like a tennis player. Steve asks her if she plays tennis. She says no. This conversation is a nightmare. Steve sees Kyle in the kitchen at the party. Kyle is Steve's cubicle mate at work. His nose whistles like a sad balloon. 5 months of exposure to Kyle's tragic exhales have deeply affected Steve's mood, particularly after his visit to an unreceptive member of the HR department with a handful of ENT brochures. Steve says hi to Kyle. Kyle's nose says hi back. Steve makes himself a drink in the kitchen with rum and pineapple juice, and also gin and vodka and wine. Kyle asks what he calls this drink. Island Punch, Steve tells him. Meanwhile, the name is actually Intercourse Punch. Steve sits down on a chair and a half at the party. It swallows him up like he is a toddler. His feet dangle. No armrest for miles. Steve remains there for the rest of the night, in various positions, each one less intercourse-inspiring than the next. The party thins out. Steve watches camel eyes kissing a guy wearing the worst jeans he's ever seen in his life. He wants more baba ganoush, but the chair won't allow it. He imagines that he's the one kissing Chloe, their camel-eyed children looking on, saying, "Ew, gross, Mom and Dad. Get a room and have intercourse already." And they would.